Welcome back to the show, everybody. This is Beat the Bookie, the show where we try and earn you a few bob by taking a look at the football and letting you know our picks. Joining me today for the show, as always, some of you might know him as Mystic Mac. Others will know him as the Dazzler. Darren, how we doing?
I'm all good, brother Noel. How are you, my man? Did you have a lovely Christmas, Chief?
I did. It wasn't too bad at all. Plenty of food, as always. Always good in my circle. How was yours?
Yeah, pretty good, man. Pretty similar, you know. Polished off two plates of Christmas dinner. That was a good win, you know.
Well, this is the show where we look at the bookies and what they're offering for the Premier League matches. The show is always available, a bit of housekeeping. The show is always available on the upper tier. You'll find us out there on Twitter at the underscore upper underscore tier. You'll get us on Facebook and Instagram, the upper tier. You'll get us on Gmail, the upper tier podcast at gmail.com. You'll also find audio versions of the show. We're out there now on Spotify, Amazon Music, and Google Podcasts if you're looking for audio versions of our show. As always, head over to YouTube, drop a like and a subscribe and a share on all our great content as we stare into a new year, 2022. But this is today's Beat the Bookie. We have lost a few fixtures today. Not too bad, though, on the face of it. I thought we might lose a few more, but it's holding up at the moment. Touch wood and fingers crossed. Quick rundown of the fixtures, first of all. We got a belter to start with. Obviously, Man City versus Leicester City going to be a cracker. Norwich versus...
Is that a belter or a belting?
It could be a combination of the two.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But, you know, as we always say on these Stevens' Day fixtures, there's always a surprise in the bag and who knows where it could come from.
Somebody always... There's always ends up one team had a little bit too much turkey on a Christmas Day and they get stuffed on a Boxing Day.
Absolutely. Just the rest of them. Norwich versus Arsenal. Tottenham versus Palace. West Ham versus Southampton. Aston Villa versus Chelsea. Going to be another belter. Then we round out this evening with Brighton versus Brentford. And then tomorrow evening, a nice little fixture. Newcastle versus Man United. Let's have a look at some of the picks that have come in first.
United.
And not Newcastle.
No way. Only one United kid.
A couple of picks that have come in from some of our viewers. One came in from John down in Galway there. He's gone for Man City, Arsenal, Tottenham, West Ham, all to win 9-2. I think that's a tidy little bit.
That's a nice little bit. 9-2, nothing to be sniffed at, is it?
No, absolutely not. And he also sent in Chelsea to win and both teams to score 11-4. Again, not a bad bet. And there's value there, nearly 3-1.
And it's a single, so you're not looking at other games and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all right, John. Thanks for getting in touch with the show, pal. Really appreciate it. You're a gent.
Brilliant. Mark, our resident referee, as always, comes in with his ones. He's always doing he loves the goal scorer ones and he also loves the United ones. So his goal scorer one for today, which will interest you, Darren, Lacazette, Jared Bowen, and Son all to score 16-1. Is a really nice bet, I think. Jared Bowen in great form at the moment.
Yeah, and nice player. We like Jared Bowen, don't we?
And then his United one might interest you as well. Man United to win 3-1 and Ronaldo to score first, 25-1.
Yeah. And again, definitely not something you could, you know, you could write off, is it?
No, absolutely not. Thomas up in Donegal has sent us in a couple of bets as well. Both teams to score in all four 3 p.m. Premier League kickoffs, 10-1.
10-1. It's not a bad price, is it?
It's not bad. It's not bad. I mean, you're relying on 8 teams to score, though, but still.
Yeah, but you're not relying on results, you know. And so, yeah, that's all right, Thomas. Like, I don't know. That might be worth a little cheeky tenner later on.
Now, he also gave me another one. He gave me a handicap bet, one that you were interested in when we spoke as well. Yeah. Man City, Arsenal and Tottenham, all -1 is 9-1.
That's a nice bet. That's a nice bet. Spurs obviously playing Palace, Arsenal away at Norwich and City at home with Leicester. I like that, Noel. That's other than what I put together. That's one of my favourites, I have to say.
Yeah. Gerard down in Cork, he's picked out about teams to score one that you like. I know it's a double. So he's hedging his bets here. He must have spent a few bob at Christmas. He's trying to get a few bob back. So he ain't pushing the boat out too far this week. He's going for Aston Villa and Chelsea and Brighton and Brentford. Both teams to score. 5-2.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
Not too bad. Not too bad.
Nothing wrong with that at all, I have to say.
So I did two bets here today that I picked out for charity, right?
Yeah.
I also did my pick of the week, I'll let you know, is both teams to score and Aston Villa to win in the Aston Villa Chelsea game is 9-1. Which I think is a lovely price and well that's worth it.
Massive price, man. Villa are playing well at the minute. Chelsea have been on the slide. That's a great price, man. 9-1. I know Stevie won't be in the dugout today. Obviously, he's down with the Rona.
Yeah. But
that's a great price, man.
Yeah, I think so. The two bets I picked out for charity, one is going to go to the DSPCA if it comes in, and the other one we're going to send off to the Samaritans. We know it's a tough time at this time of year for them. So if either of them come in, they'll be going off. The first one I picked out was all draws. So Tottenham and Palace, West Ham, Southampton, Villa, Chelsea, and Brighton, Brentford. All draws. I know we've done this before. Four draws.
That's big bucks, man.
160-1.
Cheeky little fiver on that. There could be a tidy little sum going off to a great cause, isn't there?
Absolutely. The other one I picked out, which is an interesting one, both teams to score on the result. I know you like this one as well. So I picked out Man City, Arsenal, Tottenham and Villa. That pays out 314-1.
Yeah, that's a big price, isn't it?
Big price.
Again, that's a big price. You know, obviously Aston Villa are 9-1 in there. That's gonna inflate those odds, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, listen, anything can happen, as they say.
So another cheeky fiver there. We'll be sending a nice few bob off to someone this Christmas. So
absolutely.
We'll see how they go. Now we'll look at your ones now. You've picked out so far, you gave us
I've gone for two bets this week.
Yeah.
I've got a little goal scorer bet, and I'm gonna break it down for you. Yeah. So a Riyad Mahrez goal versus his old team Leicester. I've gone for Riyad Mahrez. I think he's due a goal, Mahrez, isn't he? And he's playing quite well for City, you know. I've gone for our boy Cristiano Ronaldo against Newcastle, because I think Newcastle obviously defend like they're playing in the under-8 cup. And, you know, we could certainly see Ronaldo getting on the score sheet.
The LDV Vans Trophy Northeast.
Yes, Division West. And obviously got a couple at home against Newcastle. So, you know, sometimes people like playing against certain teams, and that's, I'm looking at that as well. We have Harry Kane back in form. Harry's out there getting his goal. So I think we're probably going to start seeing the best of Harry. Spurs are at home against Palace. I expect Spurs to have a number of chances. They create an awful lot last week against Liverpool. I think Harry will get on the score sheet. That's my third one. And my fourth one is probably the toughest one to get up. Well, it may not prove that way. You just don't know. But it's Ollie Watkins versus Chelsea. Ollie's really, really hit the ground running the last couple of weeks. He was slow to start, obviously. Came back from injury and stuff like that. But since Stevie's come in at Villa, he's looked a different animal completely. And he's in great form. That's a nice little four goal scorers any time. And that'll pay you 20-1, Noel.
And also, with Chelsea giving up goals, there's a very good chance he could get on the end of one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I'd be really... I'd be delighted if that came in, I have to say, because I've done that one myself, you know. And then the other one, you mentioned it earlier on, I'm a huge fan of the result at any time, or the result on both teams to score bet. Huge fan of that. So we've picked it out a little Boxing Day bonus. Yeah, a little treble.
Yeah.
We got Spurs and Palace. So it's Spurs and both teams to score. We've got City and Leicester. It's City and both teams to score. And we have, who's my third one now?
Brighton and Brentford.
And we've got Brighton, because I think Graham Potter's going to have all his ducks in the line this week. And we've got Brighton and both teams to score against Brentford. So that's going to be Brighton, City and Spurs all to win and both teams to score. And that'll pay you 40-1, Noel. 40. Wowzer.
Has to be worth eight or a fiver of a, or a tenner that fell out of a Christmas envelope this year.
Absolutely.
It?
Or even, you know, some people buy a scratch cards.
Mm.
You know, if you win a few pounds on the scratch card, even a fiver or a tenner or €2.
Your luck is in.
If your luck is already, you know, it's already started, invest it wisely. 40-1. That's my banker this week, I have to say. That's where I'll be putting heavy pencil and maybe a €20 now.
Absolutely. Well, listen, that's brilliant. Some nice picks there. Remains to be seen how they go. But as always, this is your Beat the Bookie on the upper tier. You know where you can find us.
They always look at the results after the game and go, looked at that. Jesus, yeah, I thought he'd score. And then all of a sudden you realise you're €50 down. But you knew it was going to happen. You just didn't go that direction. You know yourself.
Well, they do say if you're not in, you can't win.
This is it.
But what I would say, as always, especially at Christmas time, we know this can be a difficult time for people. They've spent a lot of money and stuff like that. So, as always, gamble responsibly and do not be gambling with money that you cannot afford, as always. Head over to YouTube, the upper tier. We want you over there. We want you subscribing and sharing and liking and hitting that bell notification. So every time we drop content,
smash it
every day. We will see how the results go today. It's going to be very interesting. Let's see if we can earn a few bob for ourselves, yourselves, and obviously the charities we've picked out today. And we will talk to you again real soon. Cheers, my man.
Thanks, brother.